What is happening? You're listening to the Nintendo PowerCast episode 411. I'm one of your four hosts and 64 Josh. Crawler, what's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you.
He was looking somewhere else. Cheesy, what's going on?
What's going on, cheese curds?
Johnny Bo, how are you?
I'm tired. We're doing this thing.
We're doing this thing. We're doing it live. Guys, we'd like to invite you to the Discord and 64josh.com/discord. This has been a fun week. Some decisions have been made. We're going to try to make the show a little more like the actual Nintendo Power magazine. So you're going to see that there's a brand new cover, and the covers are probably going to change as new hot titles are coming out. Couple reasons for that. We sit very high on Apple, thanks to you guys. And I'm afraid people looked at the cover and went, is this a retro show? And not modern Nintendo games. So I'm like, well, let's change it up. Let's see what happens. We're doing the stories, as some of you guys probably heard, but it's not just a story. It's Choose Your Own Adventure, Zelda fan fiction. So I'm having a great time with that, but make sure to head over to n64josh.com and get your votes in. It ends in 6 days. So the next episode will be out next Wednesday. So Tuesday, you have to have your vote in by Tuesday. So, make sure you do that. And there's so much. We need your help, you guys. We need the help of the listeners. I've watched our stats for a very long time, and we have been very consistent, but not a lot of upward growth. And there's not a whole lot more we can do organically. Like I'm looking. We show up for Nintendo shows everywhere. So I did a little test and I reached out to a few people. Shout out to Jesse, who posted us in a Facebook group. And one, people thought we were the actual show, like the official Nintendo show.
That was the
show.
Initial big uptick, right?
That was for sure. But two, they were Nintendo fans that had never heard of the show. So if you guys are enjoying this show, the most important thing you could do for us is share it. Now, in the Discord, I'm going to make it easy. I'm going to be putting in artwork that fits perfectly in stories, and I'm going to be putting in clips that fit perfectly for TikToks and YouTube shorts. And if you guys want to post that kind of stuff to help share this content with your friends that might enjoy it, it means the world to us. Like, I can't express, it is the best way to help support the show. So thank you for everybody. I know a bunch of you guys in Discord already did that today, so thank you so much. And I'm so excited for the direction that everything's going and the way things are heading. And so we just want to say thanks. I'm just really, really, just really grateful. So super stoked to be here tonight chatting with you guys. Before we get started, Crawler, where can people connect with you?
Best spots are in the Discord, Twitter, and TikTok. Nightcrawler724. Nightcrawler is without the E.
And Cheesy?
You can find me on TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, CheesyC64, CheeyZyC64.
Hey, you spelled it right this time.
Yeah, I learned that the Z comes before the Y, so it makes it easier.
Did you say YouTube? Because I think I saw somebody post about a YouTube channel that is out there.
You are correct. I actually forgot I even posted that. So yeah, I do have a YouTube channel where I was making some videos that were it was supposed to be like a parody account of somebody running a gaming channel. I thought it was kind of fun. It wasn't very smart, but it was fun. And it, like, some people might actually take what I say seriously, but it's all just a parody.
Welcome to the internet.
Yeah. You can find that as well at CheesyC64. And I'm going to be making some more YouTube videos. So look forward to that.
And Johnny Bo, where can
I'm Johnny Bo everywhere, spelled like Amiibo, JohnniiBo, Twitch, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. This is the year. I feel it.
It's the year.
these 2.5 weeks, I have 2.5 weeks.
Yep.
And then I'm done. I'm over this job. So it's the year. It's the year.
This is your year. Guys, make sure to follow. Give us all a follow everywhere. NPC also has its own socials. Links to everything in the description. And we got to start off the week right. There was Zelda gameplay. And the internet did not seem to get quite as excited as I thought they were going to.
Well, they're wrong.
Well, oh, okay. Well, kick us off here, Johnny. What do you mean?
I honestly don't know the account's name, but I'm not going to throw shade. But there was a TikTok that I saw, and they said, "Why does Tears of the Kingdom look so bad?" And they were talking about the graphical fidelity and the like FPS. But this game looks exactly like Breath of the Wild. It looks like it's running pretty smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it looks
better than
the
Last of Us on PC.
Yeah. And I don't think people understand what art style is. They're all looking for this gritty Call of Duty hyper realistic crap. And they don't notice how beautiful Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom actually are.
I like how Johnny said, I'm not gonna throw shade at all.
Didn't say what his name is.
No, but just saying like Call of Duty is crap.
I said hyper realistic crap.
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry. It's not real. Right.
Nobody likes Call of Duty anymore. That's like the new hot thing, so it's fine.
Except mobile players. Nobody talks about it, but there's a lot of them.
But I mean, like right here in this clip, like they're going from the surface up to these sky islands. There's no loading screen.
You're looking at a loading screen crawler.
I mean, hidden loading screen, but
it's a better.
But honestly, it doesn't feel like a load.
The Mass Effect elevator, right? Yeah.
That's why these are so high, so they could get them to load. Like if they were any lower, they've been screwed. So
before we move on, they show a clip of a dragon. And like at that time, he says something like there are multiple ways of getting to the sky. And then they clip right to the dragon. We're riding dragons in Tears of Kingdom. I can't wait.
That would be cool.
I mean, that's what everybody wanted to do in the first game, right? I mean, as soon as you saw those, especially the one, I think there was one at like the top of a mountain that like flew really close to the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
There's the one in the canyon. There was like one that was right up there off a mountain. Like you want to just climb on them right there. Like, and you can't.
Yeah. You get injured. We've all done it. We've all tried it.
Yep.
I'm pretty excited.
But weapons break.
But like they have the new ability to fuse. And when you fuse a weapon with another item, it won't make your weapon break as much. It will still break, but I think that's a really cool addition. Like, I don't know what I was expecting to see from this gameplay, but I was not expecting that we were going to be able to fuse items.
And comically large boulders and logs become manageable size.
I'm glad they did. I'm glad they did that, because could you imagine if it was the actual size of the boulder? It would be ridiculous.
I think it's cool. Like, I wonder too, I put this out on Twitter, and I wonder if we're able to fuse because Ganon has fused himself into Link's body. I kind of think that's what's happening. It's a little buddy adventure kind of a Venom style, if you will.
So we're going to have Ganon in our ear the whole time. Like we had like Navi and
Fi. Hey, listen. Fi.
Yeah,
I'm still not convinced that this is after the events of Breath of the Wild. Like I still think it might. We talked about this. Was that last week? I think it could be a prequel.
I think it's going to be both. I think we talked about this. I think it's going to be both, because like, how are they going to explain all the stuff in the sky?
I mean, I think it crashes down at the Calamity.
From the first game?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Breath of the Wild is very not clear where it falls in the timeline. It has references to the past games in the first one. The Hyrule Warriors is non-canon,
mm-hmm. Age of
so that
Calamity.
Time travel doesn't hold up to be what they're moving forward with. So this could be events beforehand. It looks.
Lacey says if Zelda is free, it has to be post Breath of the Wild,
or it's before she went into
it's,
holding
it's pre the
Ganon
years.
Back.
Yeah.
Before
because Link was asleep.
Yeah, before Link took a power nap.
Or this is just Zelda Link to the Past style, and it's all just a fever dream while he's in his sleep.
Look at those locks. He is not grooming, right?
I want to know how they
definitely
why,
not
like,
around.
Like, why are they? Why does he have long hair sometimes and not all the time? That's what I want to know.
It's pulled back some of the time, isn't it?
Yeah, but like, why is that? Like a customization thing that we can do, or is that part of the story?
When have we seen it pulled back? Is it in trailers?
Didn't he have a man bun in Twilight Princess?
I just meant like in the actual.
It's a different. It's a different Link in it. It's a different Link in every game, isn't it? Okay. I mean,
I'm kidding. So as far as the timeline stuff, I have a video. It's recorded, and I kid you guys not. I spent 4 hours getting footage to put this video together of the Legend of Zelda timeline. The theory is that Breath of the Wild takes place closing all of the game, like bringing all of the games back into potentially a single timeline. That's
the three timelines into one timeline,
because you've got the Temple of Time. You've got so many references.
Majora's Mask
to
Majora's Mask is in Breath of the Wild.
With all those references, that's the theory. So, it's interesting for sure. And it's wild when you dig it. Like, I can't wait for you guys to see the video. It's going to be a podcast as well, but it's the way they put all of the Zelda games into different timelines. I'm like, who sat around and tried to figure this out? Cause it is wild.
If Link defeats Ganon in Ocarina of Time, this happens.
Yep.
If he dies, this happens.
One stays with the child path, one stays with the adult path.
And the fallen hero path.
Can we talk about this part of the gameplay where you're I forget what it's called, Ultra Hand?
The Ultra Hand.
I hope it's just not all this stuff just randomly lying around. I hope this was just for the demo. Like, I hope you have to find fans and they're not just like,
I'm sure it's going to be off enemies you defeat. Yeah. I'm sure that's,
I know, talking with a handful of people, like seeing this right off the bat, there was almost some disappointment because it was like in Breath of the Wild, the way you traversed, you had to, like, you couldn't get to certain areas until you had enough stamina, right? You tried to climb and you'd slide back down. And now it's like, oh, I don't need that. If there's a ceiling, I get to the top. And if there's fans, I can just fly, right? And so I think there's an element of exploration that's kind of bumming some people out.
Man, you can't please anyone, though, because I feel like with Breath of the Wild, people are like, we need fast travels. And there are fast travels if you use the shrines or the...
Sheikah Towers.
The towers. But they were wanting faster ways of travel, and now that they have it, they're complaining about it. And like, I think that it adds more to what we're going to be able to do, and more ways of exploring that, you know, we didn't even think was possible in the first game. I think it's cool, like right here with this ascend power. It's going to be a good way to escape if we need to escape.
It's going to be a good way to conserve your stamina as well. Like early game, if you can't climb that high, that was one of the more frustrating things early game, is if you can't climb very high or swim very far, you're just kind of, it's a way of just gatekeeping. That's why, I mean, the Great Plateau has very small limited things that you're not just going crazy there. But until you build up that stamina, because it's been a while since I've played and upgraded. Like, it was a choice, right? Between hearts or stamina, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. so you spent 4 orbs on either hearts or stamina. And we don't even know. I'm assuming they're going to have a similar mechanic, but we haven't seen shrines or anything yet. There was something in this trailer that I don't know what it is. It's like the little swirly thing that we see in the first trailer, in the first, like, with the hand on whatever the Ganon's chest, and there's that green swirl.
Yep.
In the beginning of this gameplay trailer, when they're running to the mountain, you could see it. You could see one of those swirls.
When you almost have that kind of swirl when you're doing the ascend thing too.
Yeah. Like if we go back to the beginning, because this part of the trailer pretty is almost over.
This is Fortnite Link going in.
Yeah, we got Fortnite. More
where's that skin?
Loading screens.
What happens if he does not hit water right there?
I'm assuming you die, because when you fall off of a cliff in Breath of the Wild, you die.
Like, what does that animation look like? Just splat.
I hope they throw in some of those Lara Croft deaths that they had in the new.
Jeez.
Oh, jeez. Get some Resident Evil 4 animations in there. You know, the chainsaw going.
All I'm going to do is try to land on those like slimes to see if I can bounce.
You could see it on the mountain. You could see that little swirl.
Oh, yeah. That little swirl on the rock. Yeah.
Yep.
So I wonder what that is. I wonder what you do with those. I wonder if that's a shrine or a puzzle of some sort.
So
we're right at a stable right there.
For me,
that's a better look at it right there.
The ultra hand power, I think, is really cool. I can't wait to see what people do with it. For me, though, personally, I think I'm gonna get stuck, and I say that because, like, New Horizons was not my kind of Animal Crossing. There were a lot of creative people, and it was really cool to see what they could do. But for me, it was like, I was a little intimidated, I guess, because my mind doesn't think that way.
But you're not really built, like, you don't have to build some overly complex thing. You probably could just
make
something to get from point A to point B.
And sure. I think they made it definitely more accessible than they that's a definite inspiration from the flying machines that people were able to take 2 minecarts and just create absolute chaos in Breath of the Wild. That's an homage to that, and it's accessible.
That's when they talk about you could get to the sky in multiple ways, and they show the dragon.
And there's what's
well,
that
you fly to the dragon and jump on top. Like, it seems very possible, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can fly right to that thing and just hop off. So maybe it's a power tied to the hand, right? Maybe the hand can
fuse with a dragon.
Yeah, perhaps. So here's a question, guys. We're all kind of looking at this in a very Breath of the Wild light, right? Like, Breath of the Wild was you woke up, you got the Sheikah Slate, and you were just in the world. You just did your thing. Okay? The first trailer we've seen, Link doesn't have that hand. So what if there's gameplay well before what we're seeing here? What if it's a little more classic Zelda? Dungeon, puzzles, some things like that, until it opens up into this.
For sure. I think this is a vertical slice that they are keeping basic.
Uh-oh. Crawler has turned into a robot.
Okay, I thought that was me.
No, his internet went to red. We're doing it live, you guys. We're doing it live. Don't mind Mr. Wally 724.
Yeah. So he doesn't know. He doesn't realize again. He's still trying.
Crawler, are you back?
He might be back.
Are you back? Come in over.
I think he said a naughty word.
Crawler, can you hear us? Your internet is red. Code red. His mouth is moving really fast, guys, but we can't hear anything. His kids just learned how to download things, so who knows what all their iPads at one time started downloading.
It's interesting because
he's playing the footage, yeah. Yeah, but his connection moved to red, so.
So what I'm thinking Crawler was saying is this is a vertical slice that they're holding back actual gameplay units, and I could see what you're saying about if we would probably go to a dungeon and then maybe get the fuse power, go to another dungeon, get the ultra hand, go to the another one to get the recall. Yeah. So maybe it is more traditional in that sense, instead of having all the powers right away, which I don't know how I feel about that, because that's what I loved about Breath of the Wild so much, is because you had access to all your tools right off the bat, and you could do whatever you wanted.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I know a lot of people didn't like that. A lot of people wanted dungeons back. So who knows? Who knows what they're doing?
I really want to see dungeons for sure. Like no question. I don't mind the Breath of the Wild, like the way it plays out. I just felt it was missing dungeons. If they added them, to me, it's the perfect Zelda game at that point. Like, and not just the dungeons, but like the puzzles tied to the dungeons. And I know all the shrines where there was tons of puzzles and stuff, but you know, I saw a few tweets like from some people. They're like, I'm old. I just want to go to a dungeon, have to have the hook shot, get the hook shot complete. And I'm like, I don't know that I want, like, that's fine for a different game, but I'm glad we have another open world to explore with this. I mean, it was unbelievable when you got the DLC and you got to see where you hadn't even touched in the world yet. Now, granted, it only showed so many like so many locations, but or for you know for the amount of distance you had gone. But it was still pretty crazy to real like to look at that map and go, I had never been here yet. Like, I thought I had done everything. Lacey's pointing out too. Wait, quick inventory access.
Yes. So this was the most exciting thing from the trailer from me, and that was the little apple that you see in the quick access. Because what that used to be, what that was in Breath of the Wild, if you don't know, that was the up on the D-pad was the Sheikah Slate powers. And if you wanted food or anything in your inventory, you had to go to the actual inventory menu to get there. Now, the shield and the sword were in Breath of the Wild, but the food is huge because I hated going in to the menu every single time I was low in health.
I was watching footage today, like of a Lynel fight that was early on in Breath of the Wild, and it was weapon breaks, go to your menu, grab a new weapon, get hit once, lose everything but a quarter of your heart, go back in, eat a piece of mushroom or something, you know, and then and just like, I mean, rinse and repeat, you know.
It was it gave you a little bit of a breather, like if you were about to die, like you could pause, and then like it's not like Dark Souls where there's no pausing and you would die anyway. So to have that little bit of a breather is kind of nice, but it also was very annoying. The control schemes for Breath of the Wild were confusing as heck, so I'm hoping they simplified them. And I think the quick access for the food is going to help a ton.
Is Y still the jump button?
Y is not jump Breath of the Wild. X is jump. See, yeah. You don't even know.
Well, no, I mean, like, I remember that it was different from Splatoon, because when I was playing Splatoon, it's B, but then I would go from Breath of the Wild and it's X.
Yeah, Breath of the Wild, B is sprint and X is jump.
Yeah.
Do you guys notice the battery?
Just so you know, Crawler, we can't hear you.
Do you guys notice the battery?
Yeah.
On screen right there?
So that is going to, like you were talking about how, there were places that you couldn't get to because you needed stamina. That's their balance right there, the batteries.
Yeah, that, I mean, I'm assuming you'll be able to level that up over time, maybe. Because, I mean, he's pretty high in the air right now. The picture we're seeing, like, that thing, now maybe he's coming down from being up on the Sky Island, you know, not flying up to it. It's hard to say. The raft that he built, it's I don't know about you guys, but I can't look at this game and not think about Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts.
Oh yeah, for sure. Looking at those custom vehicles, are we getting a photo mode?
It was in the last one, but I mean,
yeah, it was in the last one. Yeah.
He's gonna have to have a selfie stick or something because we don't have the Sheikah slate anymore, right?
Oh yeah.
It's in his hand.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I know that we had a kind of a selfie mode, but just to be able to like zoom out of that perspective and take kind of environmental shots like the one that we saw with the hot air balloon, I think would be really cool.
Yeah, if that's in game, that would be especially just how vast this world looks and how how wide open and cool it is. So
I think like the big question right now is, why do we have the Sky Islands? Like, why are we going there? Are there shrines up there? Are they dungeons? There was a trailer I was looking back at, and he's obviously in the Sky Islands because he pushes open a door and it's all the yellow. So it's all that's the Sky Island. But the door has the dragon logo around the, like what we're seeing with Tears of the Kingdom. That makes sense. Sorry, I don't know why I'm having trouble speaking tonight.
Yeah, so it's two giant doors that he opens in one of the trailers.
Yeah, and it has the logo of the two dragons eating each other that we've been seeing for the logo of Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming there has to be reasons to go up there, and either shrines or, you know, the Zonai. We don't know much about the Zonai creatures, like the constructs. I'm assuming there's probably, you know, if there are dungeons in this game, they probably will have, it'll be up there.
I got to give a shout out to Brian. He was one of the original co-host to NBC. He's in regards to the selfie stick. He said he literally lives in a magical realm. Why in the name of Zeus's beehole would he need a selfie stick? It's a great question, Brian. I'm just saying the Sheikah slate was a way to take selfies before. You know what? I didn't really pay a lot of attention last time, but did you see that move where he did a flip and threw that energy into that golem or whatever? He's right there.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's very underground, it looks like, anyway. So
there's a couple things that we learned, you know, that the one trailer that had the fire, he was like shooting fire.
Yep.
So that's a weapon from one of the constructs, because they released like official artwork of this construct that has like a bow and arrow and like a flame hand. So you definitely get that from those constructs.
Yeah. It looks like the dragon arm from Min-Min, you know. Yeah. maybe Min-Min's in this game. And that's how you get it.
Yeah. So we're watching the part where they showed where we're going to spend a lot of money, and I'm going to spend a lot of money on this game. Way more than the $70 that I was promised it was going to cost.
because of the Switch that you're picking up.
So I pre-ordered the Switch. So there's $360 right there. The Pro Controller is gorgeous. Like, how could you not buy that Pro Controller? So that's another $75. So we're at $435. And then the game, you know, that's why I only paid $50 for it. So I'm paying $500.
He hasn't bought the carrying case yet, but just wait.
I've not bought the carrying case. I already have 3 carrying cases.
But you're going to buy it.
I probably will buy it. Yeah. It's a really nice carrying case. It's really nice.
For yeah. all the traveling that you take your Switch, you know, out of the dock for.
I actually, so yeah, we went on a trip and I had to use my traveling case, and I do have a Breath of the Wild case. So why not? I need the Tears of the Kingdom one, and it's only $25.
There you go. There you go. Well, you could luck out like I did when I was in Philly. I went into a Ross to get another suitcase and found a Metroid Dread case for like $6, like a nice. Brand new. Yeah, I was like, oh,
I have the Splatoon 3 one as well. I bought all the Splatoon 3 stuff. Man, I give Nintendo too much money.
Can you guys hear me now?
Oh, we can hear Crawler.
Yeah, all right, good. That was weird. I don't know. My connection went to red, and I was afraid to leave while I was broadcasting the thing.
Yeah, you went full Wally on us. I was like, come back.
So what did you guys pre-order so far?
I have the controller, the collector's edition game, and then I have it also digitally as well with the vouchers.
But no Switch yet. Mm-mm.
I have the Switch. 1, 2, 3. That would be my 4th Switch. I could see the potential to phase out my OG Switch and let the kids have like the plain old OLED. But yeah, I don't know. Because it's got a bigger internal memory on it, right? I'm thinking 64. I'm flirting. I looked at the 1 terabyte card. I think I'll probably have to wait until Prime Days, maybe. I think
that's be the, only like $100.
Yeah, but I want to wait till Amazon Prime Days or whatever in July to get it at a better price. I think I'm working with 512 right now, and
512 is fine.
I could do with more.
I have a terabyte. I have a 512 on different switches. So
I have more theories that I want to discuss with Tears of the Kingdom. Yeah. And Cheesy, I'm gonna give you some prep right now, but there's a little bit of Splatoon I want to chat about as well. So okay. Some of the, because I know there was an update today, but I'm curious about some of the other the teams or custom games or whatever those are. I kind of want to understand that, and there may be a few other people that do as well. So you know what I'm talking about, right? Like the clans or whatever they are.
Oh, like yeah, Anarchy mode.
I think so. Yeah. So I want to dig into it just a little bit.
Okay.
Not the Splatfest itself, but like there is one coming up though, right?
I'd say, what team are you guys
tomorrow?
On?
Yeah. So the Splatfest tomorrow is, what do you think is real, Nessie, aliens, or Bigfoot? And that will go until.
Is there an all the above? Why can't you choose all of the above?
You know what I wish was real? E3. Like that should be an option.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah, I just had to throw it in there.
We got a lot to unpack there.
Yeah. Yeah. It may be gone for good. Who knows? But Tears of the Kingdom. That night that the very first trailer.
Mm-hmm. Where the Link one that we gets really, the we hand. Looked at a lot yesterday.
We did. We looked at a lot last week. But I got to thinking as I was doing my gameplay trailer breakdown. And digging into more of the theories, what if that, do you guys think that malice is coming from Ganondorf or moving towards Ganondorf? And is that hand unable to keep him there? And that is like, that's why it has to pair up with Link in
it's
order
swirling
to,
up, isn't it?
Well, it's kind of crawling away like towards that mouse and stuff. If you think about the trailer, there's like it's going up those stairs. But I'm just like, I think we're going to. I wish I had a better understanding of the malice because I need to dig into it a little bit further. But I'm more trying to figure out why is Link connected with this arm? And it almost seems as if like whatever that spell was or whatever happened that's keeping Ganon pinned, obviously it's coming undone. So, or Ganondorf or whatever. So what do you guys think is the play? It's pure speculation here, right? Like we really have no idea, but do you think the reason that Link grabs that hand is because it's basically letting go?
So like with the malice, it seems like there was the trailer where we hear Ganon talk, or we think that it's Ganon. They show the blood moon, and the blood moon is actually like shooting out something, and it looks like malice, and it hits some bokoblins, and they fuse into a bigger bokoblin, and it not a Hinox. So I don't know. Like, that's why I think part of the fusing mechanic is because Ganon is like with Link somehow.
Well, there in that one trailer, I think the most recent one, they say, lend me your power. Lend somebody your power.
Yeah, someone. So
I think that has to do with the fusing as well. I think this is going to have a lot to do with fusing. And I even think the way we're going to fix the Master Sword is to fuse with something. I don't know what it could be.
So to give you guys, I'll give you the quick backstory. We know some of it already, but Malice is a mysterious substance that appears throughout the game in Breath of the Wild. It is dark, purple, black, gooey substance that seems to be connected to the game's main antagonist, Calamity Ganon. The backstory of Malice is revealed through various pieces of information scattered throughout the game. According to the game's lore, Malice is an evil, corruptive force that was created by Calamity Ganon. When Ganon was defeated by the hero in the Princess of Hyrule 10,000 years before the events of the game, he was sealed away. But his residual malice continued to spread and corrupt the land. So is this opening trailer that 10,000 years earlier?
It's before Breath of the Wild. It's got to be.
Well, I think
this
I
is
think,
the Calamity getting out.
Yeah. So, I think what we've been saying is that it's going to be a prequel and a sequel, because I mean, when we think of Breath of the Wild, that's what they did with their storytelling as well.
And just to finish up with the malice here, over time, malice grew stronger and began to take on a life of its own, manifesting in various forms, such as malice goo, malice infused monsters, and corrupted guardians. The malice is also responsible for the creation of the game's divine beast, which were once ancient Sheikah machines used to protect Hyrule, but were corrupted and turned against their creators. The presence of malice in the game serves as a reminder of the ongoing threat posed by Calamity Ganon and the importance of keeping him sealed away. It also provides a tangible representation of the corruption and decay that has taken hold of the land and its inhabitants in the wake of Ganon's return. So,
Brawler, do you have footage of the trailer that they showed in the last direct?
Which one? Number three? The third one? One that I just had up with the swirl?
No. I think number three then. What were you saying, Josh?
Oh, it really seems like we might be getting more. Because did you guys find it a little strange that in the original game they were talking about something that happened 10,000 years ago, and you're kind of just like, well, it's weird that we're only referencing this. Like, why wouldn't we show more cutscenes? Or
it could just be a cutscene too. Like maybe we don't actually play in the past. Mm-hmm. They just make reference to the past, because like Cheesy said, that's what Breath of the Wild did with the champions. For sure, we would go back and see conversations that they had prior to Breath of the Wild, prior to the champions losing. So I think we could get flashbacks, and we are playing post Breath of the Wild, but we get flashbacks of 10,000 years ago or whenever this originally happened.
I wonder too about the, like, if you're, like, if you're correct, if that is just a cutscene that they showed early on and not, I mean, obviously it's not, that wasn't gameplay that we saw for the first trailer. It was obviously a cutscene. But if we're not experiencing any of that in the game, potentially, then it is, is Zelda falling? Is that representing what, you know, like, what? I'm so curious. This is what I love. I'm so curious about what is going to happen in the beginning of this game. They might show us some backstory, but what is going on with this world? And I think the marketing team and the the dev team probably, like, literally, like, settling it in Smash, because, like, the marketing team's like, give us more, and the dev team is like, no,
I don't want to see more, really. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm glad that we got to see a few things, and I think I know when my computer connection freaked out, I was talking about a vertical slice, and I think it is something that they were just kind of putting Link on the Sky Islands with four hearts so that you just think it's early game. I don't know. I think it's earlier game. I don't think it's like,
I mean, you're fighting enemies with a branch.
Yeah. I don't think it's Great Plateau early kind of stuff, but I mean, I still think it's maybe, I don't know. 'Cause I think you do start down in that cave or whatever from the trailer. 'Cause you have to get that's how you get the power, the corrupted arm or whatever. So I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking there's going to be something similar to Shrines. I think there's going to be something larger and dungeon-esque, hopefully. There could be a crazy overworld, because I think there's a lot of Sky Islands that we've seen in the clips that we saw on Tuesday. There's going to be a lot of stuff to maybe explore up above. Maybe it's Skyloft that got broken apart. Who knows? Like,
are you guys seeing chat right now? Like, they're blowing my mind. It's let's see. SHD Ginger says, I have a theory that the game is like Bioshock Infinite, and that there are tears that are bringing all the new monsters into Hyrule.
I love that theory that it's not tears, it's tears of the kingdom.
Yeah, Lacey Pacey's saying the same thing. So interesting. But now the other thing you got me thinking, Crawler, is what we're seeing. I don't, this is my brain based on the trailer. I'm like, okay, we don't see the Sheikah Slate. So is this, Where does this game
well, maybe take Zelda place?
What timeline? What?
Well, and also, just when we saw the second trailer or whatever, those big doors that you guys were talking about, is that the temple on Skyloft from Skyward Sword? Because doesn't the temple have, like, really large doors in Skyloft?
It does. Yeah. Yes.
I wonder if we don't have the Sheikah Slate because, you know, we see Zelda fall and she has the Sheikah Slate with her.
Yeah. Could be. Do you think that the Master Sword is broken because, like, Link has malice in him?
He touched it with his hand. Could be.
Yeah.
Because, like,
I'm just kind of hopeful for, no, I don't think it's going to be as eye-opening as Elden Ring taking the elevator down to the underworld, but I'm hopeful that there's going to be something down below as expansive as we're kind of, who knows, but I don't think it's going to span all of Hyrule, the map, but I'm hopeful for something kind of crazy like that with Elden, like what Elden Ring had.
According, it looks like Nintendo did clarify it is tears as in crying.
I don't know. They would say that. They would say that. Like,
that's a translation error. I mean,
yeah.
Like, they kept saying, you know, if they revealed the name, it would reveal something about the story.
And nothing seems to give that away.
Tears doesn't make sense, but tears make sense.
Is it? I'm ready. Is it May 12th?
What are we, six weeks?
Can we just...
I'm hoping that we see an underwater area.
No.
Like, why not?
No.
You want the water tunic and the steel boots back?
There are no good underwater Zelda areas. No good underwater Zelda. The water temple sucks.
Hey, Carl, you want to get some popcorn?
The swimming section in Skyward Sword is garbage. Like, nobody wants that. Nobody. Except for Cheesy, and he's wrong.
Wow.
It's just not nice, man. I didn't do anything to you. No, I don't know. Like they in Breath of the Wild, there is like a glitch where you can go underwater a little bit and it shows like coral reef and some fish that are swimming by. So it seems like something that they were wanting to do because it's in the game. So like just have an underwater, like think of Phantom Menace and how Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan.
I don't want to think about that.
Just think about it for a second. Well, like the whole thing isn't underwater. They go to a section where it's like there's a dome around them. That's kind of what I want. Like I think that would be
that's what the water temple is.
Yeah.
What's the fish species? I don't want to.
Zora.
That's essentially what their area is. It's all like water based,
but it's not underwater. Why not? If close they are enough. Water based,
we could swim up waterfalls. That's all we needed.
Yeah. Why can't you? Like, I was seeing all these things about how like the logic of Breath of the Wild doesn't make sense because you can't swim for like 10 feet without using all your stamina, but you could swim up an entire waterfall without using any stamina.
That's after you've unlocked the Divine Beast, though, right?
I think you just need the suit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
it's a
right.
video game.
But like, I don't know of any game that the water areas are like, oh my god.
Ninja Turtles, NES, the dam level.
Maybe Donkey Kong.
That's what I was going to say.
Just for the music.
Yeah, that too.
Mario in a frog suit's fun.
But like the 3D Mario games underwater stuff is gross.
Brian, why is he bringing all the logic? Come on. Come on now.
Same reason Link doesn't need a selfie stick. Fictional characters.
So I'm going to say that is Ganondorf in that first trailer, and that seeing him potentially being resurrected, fingers crossed, means that not only will we see him, but some classic Zelda bosses brought back into
well,
the
they
fold.
already showed what the Glimmyok is that what that thing's called?
There's that big golem that he fights when they're showing the new Switch.
Well, in one of the trailers, there's a thing on a bridge. It's called a Glimmyok.
All I want is that, like, I don't want to fight the same boss in five different variations.
You're saying the
Blight Ganons. Yeah.
Gliok? Is that what you're saying, Johnny?
Yeah, Gliok. Yeah, it's like a dragon.
Is it two-headed? Is it a two-headed dragon?
Yeah.
From all the way back to the original game.
Yeah, I mean, there's a trailer that it kind of looks like that is the enemy, but also it now seeing the constructs and how they look, it could have been a construct.
Well, and those are tied to a early race of Hyrule, right? The
Zonai.
Zonai, yep.
Because you pick up Zonai items, like they were. When he took out the constructs, he was picking up Zonai energy or whatever it was called.
I like what Nate says here. What if they what if they travel back to the 8-bit world? Yes, please. I mean, we got to see. I wanted that. They had a tech demo showing like how they looked at the original. Do you guys remember that, where they showed like an 8-bit version of Breath of the Wild? I was like, please release that. Like, that would be so much fun to go into.
If you want fan service, though, like, that's what Hyrule Warriors is. Like, that's their fan service game.
You're not wrong there.
Or that could be a fun way to bring back something like Four Swords, do something in that kind of 8-bit, do something fun. But it
could have been fun for the 35th anniversary of the.
It could have been.
They could have given us a Breath of the Wild Game & Watch that had that game on it, something that was totally brand new, and the only way to play it was there. That would have been pretty rad.
Yep.
Where's your guys' hype levels, though? Like, the internet seems a little bit torn. I've seen some people that seem like they're not as pumped. Like, my hype level personally in chat, I want to hear from you guys as well. What's your hype level at? I'm, especially after talking with you guys tonight, my hype level's even higher. I feel like I've been in such a work mode that I haven't thought a lot about gaming or like even like the games coming out, and I'm like really, really hyped for this. Like, yeah. Extremely hyped. Like, I can't wait to like lose some hours into this game.
I'm putting in my time off request, I think.
Yeah, next I'm taking week. That day off. I might be taking the following week off too. We'll see.
You're owed comp time, right, Johnny?
Yeah. I wish that's how it worked.
But yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I don't whatever they were gonna show on Tuesday, I wasn't gonna change my excitement for it. I don't think they were going to show off what we, and I don't know if we want them to. I know some people want the confirmation that there's going to be dungeons, or the confirmation that shrines are back, or what the game is. Discovery. I don't think the map is going to be shot for shot the same. Like, even just seeing it from above coming down, there's crazy symbols and lights coming out of the ground on certain things. So I don't think there's going to be fatigue of seeing the same thing in a different way, or they come up with creative ways that you maybe recognize, like the Twin Peaks that had the two shrines on them, or the maze and the top. That the maze was DLC though, I think, right? Didn't they add the maze at the northwest corner of the map?
No, the mazes were
that was original.
Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, there'll probably be some things. And what's the name of the town that you build from scratch?
Terrytown.
Yeah. I mean, that maybe you'll see the plateau that or the little.
I think they're gonna have 2,000 Korok seeds this time.
Nobody wants to collect the poop. Everyone knows it's poop now. They don't want to. They don't want to collect that.
So I was excited, but then I saw that it was just like a glorified $70 DLC, and it's just like, come on, guys. You're a multi-billion-dollar company, and this is all we get?
Nate said it definitely looks like great DLC. So, but he also said it's nice to have a game without any leaks.
Except there were leaks. They leaked the whole art book.
Yeah. Well, and what's up with I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to the re-release of the amiibo, but there's a lot of the Zelda amiibo coming back. Toon
Link amiibo got leaked for Target or up for pre-order, I guess.
It's for gliders. Literally, it's for gliders. They showed that. You get a Majora's Mask glider if you scan the Toon Link amiibo.
I'm excited. I mean, like, I'm kind of the same as Crawler. I didn't really need to see anything on it. I understand why they had to show something new that, you know, wasn't in Breath of the Wild, but I was still going to play it anyway because I loved what Breath of the Wild was, and it's a sequel. So those that are saying like it looks exactly the same, well, that's what Breath of the Wild was. That's what a sequel is.
Video game sequels are traditionally better than movie sequels. Because
Cheesy Splatoon 3, so like that's essentially Splatoon 1.5.
That is disgusting. Get out.
Oh my god. It looks like chat's pretty hyped as well. I see well, except for Brian, he says 1.5 out of 10. Ginger says 12 out of 10. Lacey says infinite hype. So
my hot take of this presentation is I don't think that the Switch looks that great. Cool if you like it, but like I don't think it's one of the better. What was that?
Listen to this loser.
If you look at it, man, like the gold just has this it looks
the dock is looks great. The dock looks amazing.
Dock looks good. I just don't like the way that the Joy-Con look. Like some gold stuff looks really good, and then there's some gold stuff that looks like
a Mr. T starter set.
It looks like PP and doo-doo. Like you got that green on there as well, and it's
got my gold Majora's Mask.
Yeah,
3DS right here.
That looks good. I don't know. I'm just not a big fan of the Switch.
That's fair.
Wow, and you're on a Nintendo podcast. You say you don't like the Switch. Wow.
Say it how it is.
Just saying it how it is. Well, before we wrap up, Cheesy, tell me, is it easier to play with multiple people on Splatoon in custom games, or do I still have to add everybody as a friend?
No, you can do a pool code now. So that's just a room code, basically.
And how does it work? Like, is it first come, first serve?
Basically, yeah.
And
but you don't have to add.
You can put a password on it, though, probably, right?
Yeah, but you don't have to add them as a friend.
Yeah.
Okay. But still, it's not. You can't open up a room and have multiple people keep filling in, like, and right. Just playing against each other, right? Okay. Okay. It's still improvement. That's still good. I was just curious how that was working.
Well, that's better than. It sounds like it's like Smash, where you make a
lobby. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I knew they had mentioned it, but I just wasn't quite sure the details on it. So.
Yeah, they had some kind of patch update tonight, and I'm not sure what all is included in that. The one thing that I do know is the Kraken was way overpowered, and so they nerfed that, especially during Clam Blitz, where you would collect a power clam, and the Kraken was able to carry the power clam all the way to the basket, and you can't stop them. So that got...
Is a power clam just the football?
Yeah, it's a football.
Call it football.
I usually call it a football. I'm just trying to be accurate because I'm on a Nintendo podcast, Johnny.
Well, we've made it to the end of the show.
Wait, we didn't make. Wait, whoa. There is one more thing that Nintendo successfully did this week. They distracted us from the eShop shutting down. On Monday.
I bought Pushmo. I know, Cheesy, you bought Pushmo, right?
Yep.
Did you guys buy anything else before it went down?
It's back up for another week.
Oh, did it?
Well, I thought that was the eShop. If you claimed eShop codes or something.
You can, yeah, you can. I don't know.
What do you mean it's up for another week? What? There,
let me find it here, but I don't know.
After spending time in it, like, I think I talked about this last week, but like, The 3DS eShop is super clunky. I mean, it needed to go, but it's sad that that game preservation dies with it a little bit.
I didn't buy anything because I knew I would never play it. Like, why buy things just to buy it, right?
Yeah, Johnny, why buy things just to buy things?
So you have another week to use any Wii U or 3DS download codes.
Hmm. Is that, you probably have to redeem on the website then, right?
Because
I don't know if they're up and the eShop is up and working though.
Let's see, as this feature to redeem, I don't know. I'm trying to look through a tweet from Wario64. And
that's probably a week ago now at this point.
don't know. I mean, like,
so we... April 3rd, 2023. Huh. 9:30 PM. So there's a whole article from Nintendo, like Wii U and Nintendo 3DS eShop discontinuation Q&A. It's no longer possible to make purchases as of March 27th. And then, as the feature to redeem download codes was disabled earlier than scheduled, we've extended the ability to redeem download codes until approximately 9:30 PM Pacific. So, that just has to be games that are like, you just go into GameStop, buy the little card or whatever. Right. And download it that way. So
air,
And I don't see the, I'm not like it. All it says is that it's just, you can from the eShop for the, so yeah, I don't know. Maybe they haven't kicked it back on yet. Maybe it's coming because we still have, this was tweeted out yesterday. So
that's interesting. Who knows? I mean, but like we had a whole year, you know, to worry about this. Yeah. And then people started panic buying
last week. Last minute. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
But next week we have Mario Movie. I think by the time we reconvene, I think, are all of us planning on going to see it on Wednesday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I may go Tuesday at midnight. We'll see.
I looked for showings and I didn't see any for midnight around me.
But... Oh, I see. So, I said this was going to be more like a magazine. And I spent quite a few hours coming up with a scavenger hunt. An interactive scavenger hunt, okay? With a $100 prize, whether it's an Amazon gift card or PayPal, whatever. There are going to be clues given on each episode. Sometimes there might be more. I'm going to give you guys two clues for this one. You have to go to my TikTok or one of my shorts or one of, and I'm going to post these videos not only on N64 Josh, but also on the NPC channel. Okay. You're going to know based on a number. Okay. Clue number one will be tied to video number one. And the clue for number one is floral temper. Okay. That's your clue. There's seven characters. You're going to look for a particular word. I'm not going to say much more than that. We're going to see. I want to see how this unfolds. I want people to put on their detective hats for this. So channel your inner Detective Pikachu, because this is meant to be a little bit tough. Now, of course, if nobody's getting it, it's not coming along. I'll modify. The other clue: sibling of Strikes, and it's 10 characters. So video number two, which they'll both be out tomorrow, video one and two. Video one, the clue, floral temper. The second video, sibling of Strikes. Okay. That's how we're gonna leave it. So we're gonna have a little bit of fun. You gotta get to the shows to see when we're gonna say the clue. Could be the middle, could be the end. And you also gotta check out the videos. So I'm hoping to get a little hype building, get a little conversation going in the Discord, and that we can have some fun here. Like I said, there's going to be a $100 prize for the first person that gives me the correct answer that will come about from all these clues. I don't want to say too much because I want to see if people start putting it together, but I will give more hints as we go. But I will tell you this, answering all of the questions isn't how you win. There's more tied to the game than just that. And that's how I'm going to leave it. So thank you guys so much for listening, hanging out with us. If you're here live every Thursday at around 7:30 Pacific, 10:30 Eastern. And I really am hoping to get some more live shows going in the very near future. Appreciate you guys so much. Remember, share this with all your friends. Put it on your socials. We really, really do appreciate you. And we will see you guys in the next one. Bye, everybody. We'll be right back.